And you're inside my Fix It Up Live with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And 75,000 square feet of Deck Expo.
We are inside 75,000 square feet of Deck Expo, which is pretty cool and intimate, right, dear?
Yeah,
it's just like being in our living room.
Yeah, our house about this.
Yeah, and it's about probably like this noisy too with the kids and all the construction going on at our house.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's true.
We have a few of our most intimate friends here.
We're joined.
And we are joined.
And it pains me to say this by our friend. Yeah, it's agony. It's agony.
Now, we've had this gentleman on our program before.
I know. And I may have to stop and weep.
Well, before we had him on the phone, and I swear, I know that you probably didn't have your utility kilt on when we had you on our show when you called in.
Can we say who he is?
No, wait.
Wait for it. Hold on.
But he's not wearing it today. Andy Engel, the editor of Professional Deck Builder magazine, and our friend.
And our friend.
My friend, not Mark's friend.
Thank you. Thank you for that distinction. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Teresa.
It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Andy won't even look at me. Awesome. That's great. So, Teresa, could you ask Andy what he's seeing at the show that's good?
What are you seeing at the show that's good today?
I haven't actually had time to see the whole show yet. There's a tool down that aisle, about 7 miles, for sanding decks, specifically designed for sanding decks.
Really?
Which, given the number of old pressure-treated decks out there and how the sun deteriorates them over time, seems like a product that was just waiting for a chance to happen. It's got a couple of ways, a couple of different heads that you can use on it to plane the deck flat and then to sand it, and then you can go right over that with whatever finish you're going to use. Most people who refinish a deck only pressure wash it first,
right.
And the disadvantage of that, of course, is that you have to wait for all the water that you've just injected into that wood to dry out.
1,000 miles an hour.
Right, and that depends on your weather, your climate. Here, you could just sand it in the same day. If you had time left, you could recoat it, and you're out of there.
Can you describe it in you know, 50 words or less, random orbit sander, drum sander?
It is a planetary sander. It has...
Does it have to be?
For you, Mark, it's a galactic sander.
What is a planetary sander?
A planetary sander.
Why do you have to be this way?
He's an expert, Mark.
All right, I'll be quiet.
Okay.
Teresa, could you ask Andy what a planetary sander is?
Okay.
I'm not normally this way. It's just around Mark.
No, you appear very smart around Mark.
That's frightening. But it could also just be the comparison.
Bottle of water smart around me.
That's why I married you.
It has three heads, 3 6.5-inch diameter sanding heads.
Really?
That rotate, they rotate counterclockwise. Mm-hmm. And that whole assembly that holds those three heads rotates in the opposite direction.
Okay.
And it's all shrouded, so you can hook up a vacuum cleaner to it, gets all the dust, and because of the counter-rotating heads, there's no torque.
Really?
Using this machine. I was playing with it when the show first opened up. You can literally hold it with one hand. And if you're thinking about comparing it to a floor sander, you know, that's like holding back a bowl. It's
right. Oh, sure. The drum sanders are.
Yeah. So it seemed like a great little product.
Any special sandpaper for...
Well, I'm sure it's the sandpaper they'll sell you to fit their heads.
Right.
But it's available for rental through Benjamin Moore Distributors.
Oh, yeah, sure. The painter guys are the ones who always get called to do the pressure washing and all that other stuff.
Right. And the other new thing that just caught my eye standing here on the Guardian Deck Pavilion, if I can mention these guys, they've got a color palette here that's just amazing. I didn't count the number of decking colors they're showing off, but it's got to be 15 of them anyway.
Yes.
They're coming out with a whole new, how many did you say? 24 or something ridiculous?
It's 24, yeah.
But not hot pink.
Not hot pink.
Get hot pink, which
if
I'm focusing
want.
On,
right.
If you order a whole truckload.
And I really think you should do that for your house.
Well, Mark really wants it.
I know.
Yeah.
So. I know you keep harping on the hot pink.
But that you can get any color you want is absolutely, like, blows my mind.
Kind of makes sense, though, for commercial application.
The hot pink?
a color like that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if there's a commercial application where there's outdoor seating, there's something that you want to highlight.
At a restaurant and you're doing an outdoor deck and that you want to have be the color of the theme.
If you wanted to be able to pick your house out from the air when you're coming in on final approach to the Philadelphia airport, there you go.
We could get his photo in there inlay or something
that. I'll bet there's a program, a CNC program.
Just like the cakes that you can do these days. You get your, you know, you have your photo on it. You cut through it. We have a big photo of Mark.
Are we really talking about
a photo of you building a deck on our deck?
Can I quit my own show?
That is so good.
Andy, what are you working on now in Deck Builder Magazine? What's on the schedule?
Well,
for you?
The September issue just came back from the printer. I got my advance copies yesterday. I haven't even had a chance to look at them to see if we actually got things right or not.
You always do. And seriously, Andy's. What are they? They're not letters to the editor. They're the editor's
letter. Editor's letter.
I say that. You're the only other person in the world who says that. The redditor. The editor's letter. Mm-hmm. Whether you're a deck builder, your remodeler, or your new construction, the insight in Andy's letters.
Well, see,
that's all I read in your rest of your magazine.
Well, but the thing is that Andy's more than just a deck expert.
Yes.
He's an expert in every form of construction. Seriously.
From the business side, the family side, the craft side.
The wood flooring book that you were just working, that you just came out, which is gorgeous.
Thank you.
The stair building book.
Anybody can slap in a flying stairs.
Oh, no big deal.
No, they're not hard. Read my book. You
know. Yeah. Andy's book, Stairs 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3?
Yeah.
Is it just bang. 3 steps?
Yeah, that's all
there are.
No matter how high you have to go, his are only 3 steps.
Well, and he presents at these shows, too, in his utilikilt.
Well, that's true. I did wear a utilikilt. I do presentations at some of the shows. The JLC Live show in Providence last March.
Yeah.
I had a bet going with the show organizer, Don, that if I showed up and did my presentation wearing a kilt, he'd buy me a bottle of 15-year-old single malt.
Oh, well, there you have it.
Very good.
And it worked out. You know, I just had to show my legs for a couple of hours, and I got a $75 bottle of scotch.
Two socks with stripes from, like, 1975.
Of course.
Of course. He doesn't even skip a beat. Like, there are other socks.
I stocked up back then.
One of the things, too, that I like about Andy is that his wife does what I do, take photos of him building his projects, too.
That's true. My wife, Pat,
his lovely wife, who is here.
She is.
Yeah. She is. Hi, Pat. Hi.
And today's her birthday, by the way.
Oh.
Happy birthday!
She's going to kill me for telling people that now, but...
Hey, I got you a birthday cake.
A Builder Bar.
Yeah, it's the entirely natural protein bar from Clif. Builder Bar. This segment of My Fix It Up Life brought to you by this candy bar. Not really. Clif was kind enough to give them to us.
Now Mark's stay out of my pockets.
They're yummy.
You put that in there. Did you take something else out?
Of course I did.
He did. Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole thing. That's the whole con game. Get looking this way, go that way.
Right.
You don't have much money in your credit card right now.
No, none whatsoever.
Well, I'm so excited that you were able to join us today.
Well, thank you folks for having me.
Oh, you're awesome. Thank you, Andy.
And we will be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.